This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let us recap, shall we, where Russia stands in the global economy, going on 3 weeks now into their invasion of Ukraine. The ruble continues to crumble. The Moscow Stock Exchange still closed and set to stay that way for a while. Russia's international credit rating downgraded to junk or near junk by Moody's and Fitch and S&P Global as the odds of the government and major Russian companies defaulting on their debt rises. There is talk, in the meanwhile, as I'm sure you've heard, by U.S. and European leaders of extending international sanctions to cover Russian energy exports. Those exports, by the way, are Russia's last unsanctioned source of foreign currency. And it sure seems that what could be happening here is a Russia truly cut off from the global economy, something not often, if ever, seen for an economy its size. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Russia has the 11th biggest economy in the world, or it did until it was hit with massive financial and trading sanctions over the past couple weeks. And they're increasingly disrupting business and consumer life in Russia, cutting Russians off from necessities and luxuries alike. Josh Lipsky directs the Geoeconomic Center at the Atlantic Council.
Technology imports, iPhones, computers, medical supplies. So to take that away from them, I think is almost impossible to think there wouldn't be serious repercussions domestically.
Now, Russia's oil and gas exports haven't been blocked so far, but sanctions are cutting into them, says Jay Hatfield at ICAP.
The global transportation and trading companies have not been able to get financing for cargoes, and that's already restricted the flow of Russian oil.
And Josh Lipsky says if oil and gas revenues in dollars and euros were shut down,
it would be a significant blow to one of their last economic lifelines that is stabilizing the Russian economy.
And it would mark Russia's near total isolation, something called autarky in economic theory, says Lipsky.
There are elements of autarky that we are headed to in terms of a closed system. The question is, is Russia prepared, is Putin prepared to have that kind of system in place where a ruble and the rest of the economy is closed off?
This wouldn't necessarily spell the end of the Russian economy, says Columbia political economist Sharon O'Halloran. Russians could still buy stuff produced domestically.
The ruble will still be printed. It will still be valued for their internal market. If Russia wants to build its own pens and pencils and paper and so forth, well, that's fine. But it's going to be very expensive for them to do that.
And we've never seen it done in an economy as big and complicated as Russia's. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.